Welcome to Arrested Hand Free with the Sheriff's Daughter, your host, Julianne Harris. Arrested Hand Free delivers an edgy but uplifting message about faith and God's grace. And now here is your host, the Sheriff's Daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the show this morning. I'm so glad you've tuned in to KRDO News Radio. Today is Saturday, and it is a bright and early 6 a.m. on September the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2018. So, hey, this is the Arrested and Free show with the Sheriff's Daughter, and my name is Julianne Harris, and I've been arrested by God's goodness, His love, His tender mercy, His grace, and I have been set free from sickness and drama and discontentment and every bad thing that Jesus came to rescue me from. So praise God, and I'm a sheriff's daughter. So I have a special show today. I know we've been going through the Old Testament, and I've been trying to reveal God's goodness and His grace and His love through the Old Testament, which is generally not something that we have heard in church growing up. And when I say we, that again, me and the mouse in my pocket, but you know, the majority of the people that I talk to, is when I say we, that's who I'm referring to, because most people that grew up in church have had a skewed image of who God is. So if you're not able to listen to the rest of this show, I'd like you to go ahead and go to krdo.com and go ahead and click on radio podcast, and you can find me there under Arrested and Free. Otherwise, you can go to Facebook and type in at Arrested and Free, and you can find me there. Otherwise, you can go to my ministry website, which is juliesministry.org. That's JulesMinistry. Or for one more way that you can get a hold of me, you can call my phone number, which is 970-919-0459. So in the last few shows, if you've been listening, because I know all of you have been listening, and if you haven't, you need to go check it out because it's been pretty awesome stuff. I've been in Genesis still, but I'm just going through each of these large events that happened at the beginning. And remember, I've been talking about how basically the Bible could be divided into three different parts. You have before the law came through Moses, then you have when the law came, and then you have the New Testament, the New Covenant. You have when Jesus came and paid the price for sickness, for sin, for every curse, for every man, for all time, for all mankind. Praise you, Lord, for Jesus. So today I have a special friend. You guys have heard my testimony and you've heard about how I went to Bible school, and I've talked about, you know, the importance of godly friendships. And so I have asked my dear friend Sharon, who I met in Bible school, to join me today because she has an amazing revelation that she shared with me this week, and it falls right in line with what I've been talking about. So say hello to everybody, Sharon.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Julianne, for having me on your show. I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see what God's doing through this program for you. Aww. And if you haven't contacted Julianne's ministry, I really encourage you to get on there, listen, contact her, invite her over just to hear her wonderful story and revelation. And yeah, I'm just really happy to be here.
Well, praise God. So Sharon is originally from South Africa. And she, maybe one day I'll have her come on and share her testimony, but I don't think we'll have time in that 30 minutes today. But she came over here specifically for Bible school, and we met in first year. And she's one of those friends, you know, I think throughout your life, and most of you can probably bear witness, you meet those friends that you know you'll be friends with for life. And you can probably only count those, you know, you only have as many as you can count on one hand. And so Sharon is one of those folks for me. So, you know, last week we moved into Abram. And, you know, I have heard some teachings about Abram, or Abraham. Let's call him Abraham. I hadn't got that far in the Bible yet to where God changed his name to Abraham, which has so much to do with his identity and how he sees himself and all that stuff. But we're not going to get into that today. What I'm getting into is I've heard teaching about how it's just amazing how God chose Abraham out of all the people in the world. Abraham was chosen instead of everybody else. And while that might be true in a sense, this is what I'm wanting to point out. And this is where the revelation that Sharon shared with me this week really falls in line. Because, you know, it's not so much that God chose Abraham as it is God is looking. You know, it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him." I just have to tell you, if you believed on Jesus, meaning if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus came to this earth and died on the cross for your sins and God raised him from the dead on the third day, then guess what? Your heart is perfect towards him. And God is seeking for someone to say, "Here I am, Lord. Show yourself strong through me." And that's what Abraham did. But I want to focus on this word chosen. Well, I wanted to kind of open this up a little bit because for the last 2 weeks, Sharon's gone through some things that, you know, sometimes we are put in situations, right?
Yes, that absolutely.
We're not prepared for, that maybe we've never gone through before.
No.
But the goodness of God is there, and it's how you see yourself. And I've talked about identity a lot, but Sharon, go ahead and share a little bit about this. About how God spoke to you.
Well, God is so faithful. He's always with us. He never leaves us. And it's true what Julianne was saying. The last 2 weeks, just something just came up, and my husband and I had to be there for a special friend of ours and a family who lost someone who went on to be with the Lord in heaven. And one morning early, I was just talking to the Lord. I was just meditating on the word and not really being very spiritual. And sometimes the Lord will drop a word or a thought into my heart. And I love to teach the word. And, you know, we try to mentor everybody, and discipleship's really important to us.
Yeah, you guys do. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, we really try. And so I always think about how I'm going to impact people or how I can help or, you know, how I can take something from this experience. And so I just heard the Lord just say to my heart, not in an audible voice, but just like an impression in my heart. That's how the Lord...
Like, you know.
I know, exactly. Yeah. And so the Lord just said to me, people don't know, they don't understand when we say, live like you're called. Because, you know, especially in Christian circles, people are like, you're called, you know, you've got to answer the call. And even though we get to a place where we do understand that, the Lord told me that we need to start teaching people to live like they're chosen.
Yes.
Because people don't understand how to live like they're called, but nobody needs to be taught how to live like they're chosen.
Right.
So imagine you get chosen for the best football team in America. In South Africa, we have rugby. You know, we have the best team. Everybody knows them. They're celebrities. Those people carry themselves differently,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. You know, I just had a flashback to like in grade school. Did you guys ever play games on the playground and you would choose teams?
Oh, that's horrible, but yes, we do.
Well, I know. You never wanted to be the last one chose, because it wasn't really chosen. It was more like, yeah, okay, yeah,
we'll take what's left
I guess
over.
That's what we have to do. So praise God. Yes. But if you're one of the first ones, you're chosen. Mm-hmm. And you automatically start that game in a whole new attitude.
That's absolutely
like,
true.
Somebody sees something in me. I am chosen. Mm-hmm. And that's what God, it was speaking to you. So continue on. I'm always going to interject, just so you know.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
And that's really true, because the next time you have to get chosen again, you have a confidence inside of you.
Yes.
I'm going to get chosen.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's what the Lord was saying to me. We have to live like we've been already chosen. We're part of this team. And so that confidence rises up in us. Like, we just expect to be treated differently. We expect favor to come upon us.
Yes.
I mean, if you just think about sponsorships, and if you think about how people just get treated and people just want to bless them, they want to know them. When we can show people by living that way that all these things are mine. I have favor.
Yes.
I walk in favor. I already have healing.
Yes.
I expect to be treated like that. I have prosperity. I expect, you know, prosperity and peace to be mine and to walk in that.
Yes.
It gives me a different kind, not only of a sense of belonging.
Yes.
The world is so lost.
I know.
They're so lost. There are so many hurting people, and they're already chosen. They just don't know it yet.
They don't know it. That's it. And that's the thing. They don't know that they're lost.
No. And they don't know how to make the connection when we use a lot of, I want to say, religious cliches.
Oh, I always say that. I call it Christianese a lot on the show.
You use that word? Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So when we use these phrases and that sound really good, and sometimes even we don't really understand them, you know, it's really difficult to get that message across where Jesus was like, "No, I did it. I did it all for you already. You've already been chosen. Now, you know, you've already proved. Not that you have to prove anything. You've already been chosen. You're already in the team."
Yes.
And once you know that and realize that, then you get to live that life. And then the Lord starts to teach you the responsibility of that life. That's why he chose us first. Right?
Right.
I mean, that's what the Bible says. It says, "You haven't chosen me, but I have chosen you."
Yeah.
Yes.
Praise God.
He chose us first.
Right. And it's just a matter of whether or not we answered.
That's the key.
Right. So I just know there's somebody out there right now that you're thinking, "No, I am." Maybe you've had a rough life. Maybe, you know, you heard from the day you were born that you were a mistake and that nobody wanted you. But I'm here to tell you, God has chosen you. Are you going to answer that? You know, and so that's where we switch into the word called. And, you know, that word called can be confusing. However, if Sharon is on the other side of the room and I call her name, what am I looking for from Sharon? I'm looking for her to just respond and say, "Yeah, I'm here."
That's right. That's
praise
right.
God. And so that's what God is doing to you right now. And I just believe, just answer that call because you are chosen. Mm-hmm. But if you don't realize you're chosen, you're not going to see any change in your life. You're not going to live any differently.
No. And you know, the Bible says, "According as he has chosen us in him," this is Jesus, "before the foundation of the world,
praise
that
God.
We should be holy and without blame." So what the Lord's saying to you is, even before creation, I chose you. Even before the foundations of the world, I already chose you.
Yes.
And so I think that's like the Lord's heart in this whole message, in this whole revelation, is that everybody is chosen. And like you said, when we answer that, then the Lord brings the word of God first, the Bible, whatever is scriptural, whatever is true, to kind of hold us and uphold us and teach us, right?
Yeah.
Then the Lord introduces us to people around us who are also chosen and who know how to live like that, and we can be there for each other.
Absolutely.
We can teach each other.
That will see stuff in you to make you realize you're chosen.
That's absolutely
true. So praise God. If you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, I'd like you to either go to my ministry website of juliesministry.org or give me a call and I can send you the link at 970-919-0459. Otherwise, you can go to krdo.com, click on radio, down to podcast, and you can find me there under Arrested and Free. So, or you can find me on Facebook, but you know, I always say that. So there you go. So, you know, I'm going to look at Abraham a little bit. And yes, he was chosen. However, he answered that call. You know, you can look through all of the characters of the Old Testament about who answered the call, who realize that they were chosen for a time such as this. And, you know, if we look at Abraham, and you know me, I'm always letting you guys know that it has nothing to do with your actions. It has nothing to do with what you've done in your past. You got to let that stuff go, because you are never going to realize you're chosen if you're constantly thinking about all the mistakes that you made. Guess what? God is not looking at your mistakes. God is looking at who you are in the spirit, and he has chosen you. He has given you everything you need to win that game when you're chosen out there on the playground when you're a little kid. He's given you every talent, every gift that you will need to fulfill what God has chosen you for. You got something to interject with?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, even in a team, there are different roles. There are different roles in a team, right?
Yeah.
And so you get chosen to be part of the team, but not everybody necessarily has to have the same role. But you have already been equipped in Christ. That's what the Bible says. He's given us all things in Christ Jesus, all spiritual blessings, all the grace that we need to be able to fulfill
Yes.
That which he started.
Yes. Amen.
And so we don't all have to have the same role. We don't all have to, you know, have the same vision. But yes. We have to know that we're empowered when we're apart because we've been chosen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's good. You know, and part of this thing that happened, you know, this gentleman that is in the presence of Jesus right now was somebody that, and you don't see it every day. But he was so in love with Jesus, and he was so passionate for the vision that God had placed in him. He knew he was chosen to do that, and that's what he lived for. And I'm calling out to people today because you know what? Guess what? We only get one life, and we only have one life to fulfill what God has chosen us and created us for. And so I think there's a lot of people that listen and go, well, okay, you just discount yourself for one reason or another. Or maybe life is just, you know, sailing along. Life is good. I don't really want to think about whether or not I'm doing what God has chosen me to do or created me to do.
That's right.
But we need to wake up. It's amazing how once you know you're chosen, that's where all your goals should go towards. But a lot of people that I know that I was for so many years, I had no goals. I wasn't chosen for anything. So what did I do? I drank and I did drugs. Now, Sharon had a different testimony, praise God. She was the good girl. And so it's kind of fun that we're friends because we're quite different, but we're one in the Lord. And so we're sisters in Christ. And that's...
I know. And we're chosen. We're on the same team, right?
That's it. Yeah.
That's really awesome. And there's... Yeah. There's really no competition when you know that you've already been chosen. You're all on the same team.
Right.
We all have the same goal. You know, I keep saying this word team, but that's really not my heart. My heart is like we're chosen to be one with Christ, one with each other, the body of Christ. We come together. We're there for each other. And when we know our identity and we know where we belong, then we're not intimidated anymore.
Right.
Because all those, if you think about, like I said before, even just like a football team where they're one, right? They have this like...
Yeah.
Whatever is this intrinsic togetherness, we're one.
Yeah.
And so, and they all expect the same treatment. They all expect the same sponsorships to be recognized. Not
right.
that we as Christians want to be recognized, but as Christians, we're family and we recognize each other.
Amen.
We recognize the Lord in us and with us. God is so faithful. He is so faithful. I really agree with you, Julianne. We just call her Jules.
You can call me Jules.
But I really agree with you that, you know, people need to know. We need to start living, and we need to include people in this. Like, you're chosen. I'm going to help you. I'm going to pull you up with me.
Right.
I'm going to help you run your race.
Right. And pointing out what you see in them. Like,
so important.
Yeah, because the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance.
So
and
true.
He has placed gifts and callings in your life. You, who's listening right now, God has placed gifts and callings in your life that you need to recognize.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes, and that's a main thing for the body of Christ. We need to look at each other and point those out. And Sharon, you've always been amazing with that, with me, you and your husband, Marcus, because they had a Bible study our first year. And that was, I've told you guys how I would go to this Bible study consistently. It's what saved me. It was part of my transformation because you guys would see things in me that I couldn't see in myself.
I know. Julianne's one of the coolest chicks I know.
Oh, whatever. Now you know why I like hanging out with her. I'll pay her later for saying that.
Oh, my God.
However, so looking back at Abraham, I just want to say a couple things about him because, you know, he didn't necessarily see in himself what God saw in him. But it says in Romans 4, chapter 4, verse 21,
one of my favorite scriptures. I love it. God is always faithful.
And this just comes back to grace, and it has nothing to do with what you do or don't do or what you've done or what you will probably end up doing tomorrow. Because the minute you have confidence in your flesh, guess what? You're going to fall.
Absolutely.
And you're going to fall hard. So unless you have faith in Jesus, then you're up for a large awakening. So in Romans chapter 4, verse 21, it says, it's talking about Abraham right here. Let's back up to verse 20. It says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. That sounds pretty fancy, because King James is just fancy, in my opinion. But it is basically saying he chose to believe it. And that's what it goes on to say, the promise that God had given him. I haven't read the promise, but basically he told Abraham, you are going to be the father of many nations. Mm-hmm. This is a man that his wife was barren.
Yeah.
She hadn't given him any kids.
And he was almost 100 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
And so this is a man that, you know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It says, beam through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And here's verse 21, and I love it. And being fully persuaded that, this is what he's fully persuaded by, and this is what it means to live like you're chosen.
Absolutely.
What he had promised, what God had promised, God was also able to perform. So when God says, you're chosen, mm-hmm. and I've given you gifts and talents to complete what I want you to do,
mm-hmm.
and you stagger not at that, and you just believe it.
Yes.
Then the next verse says, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. You are right with God when you believe his promises. Nothing more, nothing less.
No. And you know, when we know who we are, even though we have gifts and talents that the Lord's put in us and we use them for his glory, there is like a divine protection. There's divine favor
yes.
that comes with that.
Yes.
Think about it. Like, even you're still part of the chosen, you know, you're still part of like a team or a group of people who belong together.
Yes.
Even just a name of a group, even just an institution gives you automatic, I want to say, immunity, right?
Right. You're yeah. right. Yeah.
Because the Bible says the banner over us is love. That's Jesus. One of the names of Jesus, Jehovah Nissi.
Yeah.
It's the banner over us is love. Even the banner over us is God. We get none of the glory. We
Amen.
Get none of the glory. We just really get to live in the overflow of the blessing of what Jesus already did.
Amen.
But we have to know it.
That's it. And believe it.
And believe it and choose it. And, you know, I believe it is, it takes a while for us to get into that mentality.
Yes, yes.
Like, I'm South African.
Right.
I know how to be South African, right?
Right.
And then when I moved to America, I had to learn.
Yes.
Nobody sounded like me. Nobody ate like
That's
me.
That's right. Nobody.
Right? Nobody drives on the right side of the road like me.
Some of you are still probably having trouble understanding her, which that's okay.
But that's what I'm saying. So it might take a while to get used to being part of something that's new, but it's your new nature.
Yes.
It's Amen. Your new nature. It's just, it's something that's going to just be you and God. And God's going to protect you
yes.
through it. He's
yes.
going to help you through it.
Amen.
But the victory is yours.
Amen. Whether you realize it or not. But
Absolutely.
You won't get that victory until you do realize it. So, hey, everybody, I'm sorry. Time has flown by.
We've oh
coming in to an end of the show. And so I just wanted to thank you, number one, for tuning in to KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. And every week, you know, I round out with these questions, and I've had a few answers to my questions. But you know what? I have a very important question, which falls right in line with our show today, which is, what do you feel like you have been chosen for? Anything.
Good.
Anything. Maybe you're chosen to be a doctor. That's awesome. Maybe you're chosen to be a custodian at a hospital.
That's right.
That's fine. What are you chosen to be? Or maybe just let me know maybe in your past, what were you chosen? Did you have some special person come up and say, out of all these people, I've chose you to do this? Okay. I'd love to hear from you at 970-919-0459. Otherwise, send me a message on my ministry website, which is juliesministry.org. That's juliesministry.org. Or go to Facebook and find me there at Arrested and Free. And I just want to thank you, Sharon, for coming in today. And sharing your awesome revelation. And praise God, it has blessed me all week. Since she told me, it's just like it's been one of those voices that echoed in my head going, am I living like I'm chosen? Because a lot of times we don't want to think about it, folks, because we really aren't living like we're chosen.
We're just trying to survive.
Yeah. So that's
Bless
the end of
you.
Our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe we'll have Sharon back one day. So, and let me know what you think of our little banter today. So praise God. Have a great week. Make sure and tune in next week on KRDO News Radio at 6 a.m. every Saturday morning. Bye.
I know.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.